Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
You know what I almost never do? I never edit these shows. I sit here and record these shows on Thursday nights, and I never edit them. Until tonight. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Mike LaCrosse. I am the chief geek here. I'm the guy that answers the questions. And I messed up this thing so bad, I tried editing it, and I couldn't do it, so I'm just redoing the whole segment. How's that? Anyway, I came home from work yesterday. And there was my next-door neighbor, Al's wife. Al is 89 years old and just a great guy. His wife is a delightful woman. And I've lived next door to him now for going on 11 years, and I have no idea what her name is, Al's wife. And she goes, Michael, could you come over and answer a question for me? Why don't I know her name? I need to know her name. Anyway, Al's wife. So I wandered over, and I said, yeah, what can I do for you? She goes, take a look at my bird of paradise. In their front yard, they have a wonderful garden in their front yard that their son came over with his family and did for them about 4 or 5 years ago. Looks beautiful. And in the centerpiece of that is a great big, and I mean really, really big, potted bird of paradise. It's never bloomed. I've noticed that it's never bloomed. I've loved their landscaping out front. It's gorgeous. But I've noticed that the bird of paradise have never bloomed. I used to have a bird of paradise at my other house. The bird of paradise for years was at my late mother's house. And when she passed away, I went and dug it up and took it to my house, which, by the way, caused a little bit of stress and a little bit of problems with my brother, who thought he should have the bird of paradise, but he didn't dig it up. I did. But, we had a little bit of tension about that, and I was a nice guy. I went out and bought another bird of paradise and stuck it over there in Mom's yard because he bought Mom's house. So I gave him his own bird of paradise. But I took Mom's bird of paradise. Just wanted it. And I stuck it, and now I don't have it anymore. It's at the old house with the ex-wife and her husband. But I'm not bitter. Anyway, I had it as a specimen plant at the end of my house, and it was in full sun, and I made sure that that thing bloomed every year. Well, Al's wife wanted to know how she could get hers to bloom. I said, well, gosh, what are you fertilizing it with? She goes, I will show you. I said, this is exciting. She went into the garage, and she comes out with a bag of black cow and said, I take a scoop of this and I throw it on there in the beginning of the growing season every year. It's all I do. It's 100% organic. Yeah, I know it's poop. It's cow poop that's been dried out. By the way, I love black cow. Black cow is wonderful. It's a really nice product. When I plant things, I use black cow. You know, when I dig the hole, I throw some black cow in there. I throw some peat in there, some other stuff. But I always throw black cow in there. You know, it's good. It's poop. Good stuff for you. It really is. It's not going to make the bird of paradise bloom. I said, well, and I explained to her what black cow is. And I don't know why, but she didn't realize that black cow was cow poop. And she had been reaching in there and grabbing it by her hands and throwing it on her plants. I said, it's okay. I said, you should see how they process this stuff. You can put your hands all over it. It's just fine. I put my hands all over it, too. It doesn't smell. Black Cow doesn't really have a bad odor to it at all, as a matter of fact. Used to years ago, but they've got it refined now to where it has no odor or very little. Let's just say very little odor. Good product. I like it a lot. Anyhow, getting back to the Bird of Paradise, I said, here's what you need to know. I said, in order for any plant to bloom, it has to have very tiny feeder roots that are very hairy. And she goes, okay. I said, the way we get those is by boosting the phosphorus count in the soil. And the phosphorus helps to develop those fine little hairy feeder roots. And those fine little hairy feeder roots take in all of the natural nutrition, you know, that is there from the leaves falling off the Bird of Paradise and rotting, from the black cow that you threw on there, but, you know, just everything. And it forces them to bloom. I said, I would suggest one product for you. She goes, what's that? I said, it's Green Light Super Bloom. She goes, what is that? I said, hang on just a minute. Walked over, opened up my garage door, walked in, got my box of Green Light, or my plastic container of Green Light Super Bloom. And the middle number on that, you know, fertilizer has three numbers. Well, the middle number on Green Light Super Bloom is 55, I believe. It might even be 57. It's out in the garage. I'm not sure. But I believe it's 55. Very high phosphorus rate. And I said, what you do is you mix this up in your 2 gallons, because she's got a 2 gallon watering can. You mix this up at about half rate that's on the box, and you water this plant once a month for the rest of the growing season. And I guarantee you, you will force blooms. Now, the other thing I like about Green Light Super Bloom, and by the way, they're not a sponsor. They don't give me money. They don't even send me free product. I take that back. 25 years ago, they sent me a box of Green Light Super Bloom, maybe even in the 80s. But they sent me a box of it at the old Sun Radio Network. That's the only thing I ever got from them. But I go out and buy my own. I have no need for it anymore. So I gave Al's wife my Green Light Super Bloom, and I said, do that. She said, okay. And by the way, that's what I did with my Bird of Paradise at the other house. And it bloomed very nicely every year. And the blooms are absolutely stunning. And by the way, the other thing about the Green Light Super Bloom, which makes the bloom stunning, is that it has a secret formulation of some kind of vitamins and hormones in it that you can use other higher phosphorus fertilizers, and you get nice-looking blooms. But with the Green Light, I just noticed from years of using it, the blooms that pop out, they pop, and they have very vibrant colors on Bird of Paradise. Just very, very vibrant colors. And I like that. That's very nice. So it works out rather well. So that is what I recommended. Now, if you can't find Green Light Super Bloom, and by the way, the last time I bought it, I had a hard time finding it. I used to find it at Home Depot. Didn't find it at Home Depot. I think I bought it on Amazon. But, you know, it is a good product. I highly recommend it. But if you don't have it, the traditional Miracle-Gro will also work. Miracle-Gro is a 15% nitrogen, 30 it being the phosphorus, that higher number in the middle of phosphorus, which is going to do the same job, not as well, not as quickly, not as vibrantly, because Miracle-Gro doesn't have all the vitamins and hormones and everything that the Green Light product has. I just like the Green Light product. Like it a lot, as a matter of fact. It's just a really, really, really nice product. And I used it, the last time I used it, I had a friend who had gopher tortoises. Well, not gopher tortoises, the regular tortoises, a bunch of little baby tortoises. And he told me that the little baby tortoises absolutely love the blooms, just absolutely love the blooms that come off of hibiscus, and they eat it. It's like a delicacy. And I've got a hibiscus, and I guess this was like a year ago. I decided to force this thing into bloom, and I used Green Light Super Bloom, and it was extremely effective. And I just got tons and tons and tons of blooms, and I, you know, pulled them all off, took them over, gave them to him. He fed the little tortoises, and they were so... You should have seen them eating it. My goodness gracious, they just, like, dove into it. So that was the last time I had it, and that's what I had it for. And he doesn't have tortoises anymore, so I just let my, you know, hibiscus bloom as it naturally does. I didn't force a bloom with it this year. So I gave my next-door neighbor that. Now, the other interesting thing about bird of paradise... And I've noticed this in bird of paradises that are in pots. A bird of paradise in a pot will, I don't know why, but sometimes it will get a infestation of carpenter ants in it. And I have no idea why this happens. And I mentioned this to Al's wife. She goes, "Do you think that's happening here?" And I said, "I don't know. Let's see." I very carefully turned the pot on its side. And we pulled it out a little bit, and sure enough, carpenter ants came cascading out of there. She goes, "How are we going to get you, you know, rid of that?" I happen to have a commercial grade non-repellent insecticide called Alpine, and I use the Alpine. I mixed it up in a gallon jug and watered the plant with the gallon jug. And when I saw her today, she says, "Oh, come look, come look." And there were a bunch of dead carpenter ants up at the top, and I'm sure many more down below. She goes, "What happens with all those dead carpenter ants?" I said, "They turn into an organic form of nitrogen and feed the plant." She goes, "Oh, we're organic." I said, "Nah, not really. We used a chemical to kill them. But now the, you know, the bug's dying and rotting, that's organic." Who am I? I'm Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, goodness. Need to get some business out of the way here first. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the geek here. I am the Garden Geek. I have been the Garden Geek for many, many, many years. I've been doing this national radio show for many years. And those of you who have been around for a while, and there are several of you out there, know that, you know, I used to do a lot more interesting stuff in the past. Well, I the show's good. I'm happy with the radio show. Radio show's good. You know, radio show, the way the radio show has evolved, I'm real happy with. But I used to do other stuff. I used to do a lot of public appearances. As a matter of fact, I would show up in Wheeling, West Virginia. I would show up in Chicago. I would show up all over the place. New York, Atlanta area. I would show up and do live remotes and personal appearances and seminars. Used to do that. Don't do that anymore. I stopped doing that many, many years ago when I had young kids. I was doing it. I had a guy that was booking these things for me, and I was doing them three times a month. I was traveling someplace on the weekend. And at the time, my children were young, and I just really didn't want to be away from the kids. And so I knocked that down to once a month, and then I just said, no, you know, they're only going to be young once. And all practical purposes, I just stopped. I would do it once in a blue moon. I would go down to Port Charlotte, Florida, and do a thing down there, or Orlando area, and do a thing over there. But, you know, but I generally then took kids with me, you know, packed up the kids, and we all went. But no more of me flying around. But the other thing that I used to do a lot of was stuff on the interweb. I used to make videos. I used to make a lot of gardening videos, and I would put them up on YouTube. My youngest son, Zach, and I, 10 years ago, we taught ourselves how to edit video. And, you know, we would just create all kinds of gardening videos, and we would edit them and stick them up on the internet, just stick them out there. And this was before YouTube was really that popular. And we put some of them on YouTube, but we put others on other sites that I thought had better quality than YouTube did at that time. No longer the case. YouTube has excellent quality now. But I did all of that. Editing video is very, very difficult. Editing audio is very, very difficult. And then I had websites. I had a website for the radio show. As a matter of fact, I had a couple of them. I had informational websites because that was the other thing that I was doing back then. I learned how to develop and make websites. And I enjoyed it. There's, you know, something called WordPress that came out, and I just learned everything I could about WordPress and created my website. The first websites were done without WordPress. They were done with a program called Dreamweaver, of all things, which was very difficult to learn, but I learned it. I was pretty good with it. I was pretty pleased with myself. And then WordPress came out, which was better, and I learned that, and I did very, very well. And we had a website for the radio show. And every week I would slap the radio show on there and put articles up there and put pictures up there and just do all kinds of stuff. I'm looking at my Facebook feed the other day, and one of my regular listeners from Maryland, who's been listening to me for a long time, I felt, you know, he just kind of like, I didn't get a good vibe from him because I said, you know, he said, I don't have a website. There is no Ask the Garden Geek website. Well, actually, let's see if it still exists. Let me pop this up here real quick, my internet thingy, and see if it still exists. I don't think it does, but let's just see here. I'm doing this live on the radio. Ask the Garden Geek .com. Let's see if it's still there. And pushing the magic button, and there it is. It's totally blank. It says, Ask the Garden Geek, just another WordPress website. Hello, world. It's there. It's just sitting there. I haven't touched it since January. I took everything that was on there came off of there. And I have not been on it since January 31st of 2015. And you want to know why, I would imagine. Why I have not been doing all of that stuff. I have not been making videos, and I have not been doing the internet stuff. And the reason being, and I don't really feel comfortable talking about it, but I will talk about it. Some of you know, December 1st, 2013, I drove to downtown Clearwater to pick my daughter up at a meeting. She called and asked me if I would come pick her up. She's an adult woman, and she was, you know, she was living here at the time, not here at my house, but she was living with her mom. But she asked me if I would go and pick her up. I said, sure, absolutely. I was watching TV. It was 9 o'clock at night. And I went down there, and I'm not going to go into any great graphic detail, but I went into extreme distress before I got to her. And I got to her, and when she got into my SUV, she immediately knew that I was in a very, very, very bad way. And we were four blocks from the hospital. And she got me to the emergency room of the hospital. December 1st, 9 o'clock at night, on, you know, 2013. Never forget that day. I'm just going to say I was in excruciating pain. I remember very little. I will just say that I spent 21 days in the hospital and another 20 days in rehab after that. And when I came home from all of that, it was my daughter who literally had to teach me everything again. And I mean, you know, rehab taught me how to walk again, how to use my hands, how to do all of those things. My daughter taught me how to drive again. She just took immaculate care of me. What happened when I was in the hospital is I wound up having three major surgeries. The second of the three surgeries, as they were rolling me down the hallway, I was told I would not wake up from. They told me that, and I accepted it. I woke up from it. Had another really big major surgery after that. Bottom line is, since then, I have been able to do all kinds of stuff. By the way, I used to do tons of writing. Typing on a computer now, you know, it just became next to impossible. And I don't want to complain, but I have not been able to regain all of those things. I no longer can edit video, and I could no longer do the websites, which is strange. And I, you know, again, I don't like talking about it. I'm getting better. I've actually written a book since then, which was a big thing. And now I'm learning how to do WordPress again. So the website will be back up before too long, and I think I can do it well enough. Sorry. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765. 1-800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's been an interesting week for lawns. As far as I'm concerned, I've gotten 4 emails this week from people wanting to know how to establish a lawn. So that's what we're going to talk about in this segment. There's, you know, a couple easy ways to do it, a couple hard ways to do it. But let me tell you the fastest way to do it. Fastest way to do it is sod. That's, you know, you can call somebody, a sod company, and they will come out and they dig up all your grass and weeds that are there now, and then they bring out pallets of sod. A bunch of guys, you know, and girls get out there and put sod down, and, you know, put it down, and there you have an instant lawn. It's like installing carpeting almost, except this, you know, establishes roots and grows. That's expensive, by the way. And generally, if you want to do it yourself, you can. You can have the sod delivered to your house. We did that in the backyard at the other house. I had a 7,000 square foot backyard, rather large backyard there, that we graded down and, you know, got rid of all the existing grass and had nothing but bare soil. Had, I think, 11 pallets. Was it 11 pallets of sod delivered? And it was delivered at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. They got out there and delivered it. Next morning, Saturday morning, got up, grabbed, you know, the lovely ex-wife, grabbed my daughter, grabbed my, you know, two of my sons, and we headed out there and started slinging sod, and we sodded the backyard. Instant yard. Just like that. And we did all the work ourselves. When it was all done, we were filthy, we were tired, we were grumpy, but we were happy because we felt a big sense of accomplishment. So that was a lot of fun. So that's instant lawn. That's how you do that. The other way you can do it is to seed the lawn. Takes a little longer, depending upon where you live. You want to get the soil nice and loose. I use a rock rake if I'm going to do that. I, you know, you kill off all the existing grass. The way I do it is I kill off everything with Roundup. I know some people hate Roundup. I don't use Roundup, by the way. I use the generic version of it that is a lot cheaper, and it is the same active ingredient, glyphosate. And I kill off everything. Let it just kind of, you know, die out well. Then I go out there with a rock rake, and I rake everything, get all the soil just as loose as I can be. And then I take I use one of those little hand spreaders. I use the Scott hand spreader, and I put the seed in, and I seed the yard that way. And then my little trick for making things happening is you water right away, but right after I water, I go out there with a hose-in sprayer, and I apply Super Thrive. Buy a bottle of Super Thrive. You know, if you don't know what it is, look it up. It's just really good stuff. It just makes the seeds grow very, very quickly and establish well into the soil. And I put that down, and I get really fast germination. You have to water every day, twice a day, sometimes a little more, until those, you know, seedlings take off and they start growing. Then you go back into a more normal growing pattern. Weeds are going to pop up in there. You're going to have to deal with those later, but which is why I like using the Roundup first, because it minimizes the amount of weeds that are going to grow into that. But that works rather well and is very effective. The other thing that I have done, and I have done over 1,000 lawns, I have installed in the past, over my brother and I had a business years ago. We installed over 1,000 yards using grass plugs. And depending upon where you live, there are different grass plugs that you can use. If you live in the South, there's St. Augustine grass plugs. There's Zoysia grass plugs. They also work up north. There is Buffalo grass plugs that you can get if you live in the Midwest.
So there's a lot of grasses that grow from plugs. And we've been very successful doing that. As a matter of fact, of all of the ways to install a yard, grass plugs are my favorite. It's very economical. It's not near as hard work as sod is. It seems to do better than seed in most cases. And it's just a lot of fun. Now, I buy the grass plugs that I buy St. Augustine grass plugs, although I have put down Zoysia plugs in the past, and I've even put down Bermuda plugs at one time. I tried to install buffalo grass plugs in Florida and tried to make them work, but I never could. But I tried, and I really tried hard. Couldn't get them to grow. But the way I do it is, once again, I kill off the entire yard. Spray it with Roundup. Let it die. After I'm done with that, and I just let it die, I use an auger on a drill. Now, they have these little plugger things that you go step on, and it makes a little square hole, and you put the plugs in the hole. That takes forever. I bought an auger, put it on my drill, and went out there, and I would drill holes. For St. Augustine grass, I did them 20 inches apart, and I made a straight line. And then I went 20 inches the other way and did a checkerboard and just do that. And when I was done with that, someone would follow up behind me with a pump-up sprayer and spray into the holes, Super Thrive, into the holes. And, we did that. And then you just grab the trays of plugs and you grab the plugs out of the trays and drop them in the holes. You don't get down there and place each one, because I would still be installing my first yard if I did that. You just learn to drop them and then you step on them, to make sure there's no air gap. You just stick it in there and you step on it. No air gap. You install all the plugs. You would be surprised how fast, if there's two of you doing this, my brother and I could install a 5,000 square foot yard in less than an hour, just the two of us, from start to finish. We would drive up with our truck filled with grass plugs. He would drill. He would get started drilling while I was doing all the prep work, mixing up the Super Thrive and all that good type of stuff. And he would start drilling, and I'd come behind him with the sprayer and spray into the little holes. And then I got about halfway done. And when he was halfway done, I set the sprayer down for him. And I went back and I grabbed trays of plugs and started slinging the plugs into the holes. When he got done drilling, he grabbed the sprayer and sprayed back, and then he'd go back to the opposite end and just start grabbing the trays and slinging plugs into the ground. Moves very, 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 very quickly. Now, the next thing we did was we watered. But, well, that wasn't the next thing we did. The next thing we did is, after we put the plugs in, we put granular fertilizer over the top of them. And I use 10-10-10 fertilizer, a good granule 10-10-10 fertilizer over the top. And then I turned on the sprinklers, and those plugs had to be watered every day for 7 to 10 days. The Super Thrive made those things take root very, very quickly. And as soon as that happened, then they would take off and the plugs would just start spreading. Now, if we installed plugs now, in May, they'd be all grown together by the end of September. That's how quick this process worked. We fertilized every month with the 10-10-10 fertilizer. But, we suggested that the people we did this for fertilize every month with the 10-10-10 fertilizer for about 4 months. And they just took off. They just spread really well. Now, a lawn, and I don't care what kind of grass plugs you're using, but a lawn that is plugged is a healthier lawn than a lawn that is sodded. And you're saying, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the grass is slowly adapting to the soil as it spreads out. And as that happens, you just naturally get a healthier grass. You don't get the instant gratification that you get by putting sod down, but you get a better yard. You just do. And like I said, we did a bank building. My brother and I, we did a bank building that was 22,000 square feet. That was like a half an acre. And we started at 7 o'clock in the morning. And by noon, we were done. It was all done, just the two of us. And we were tired, but we weren't totally exhausted. So it's very easy to do at home if you're going to do a front yard or a backyard or the whole yard or just a section of the yard. It's a very easy thing to do. No big deal. And like I say, St. Augustine, Zoysia, Bermuda, lots of grasses come in plugs, and they work very well. I'm Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Goodness, it's late at night as I am recording this. It's 1:24 a.m. on 5/18/2018. I have a very long and busy day tomorrow. So why am I up this late? To give you great information. Oh, and I'm going to give something away. I have to tell you something. I'm in a stage of my life where I stopped accumulating things. I did this, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I just stopped accumulating stuff, and I started getting rid of stuff. And I say I stopped accumulating stuff. I do, on occasion, pick up some art that can hang on the wall, but it's very, very rare. Most of the stuff I'm getting rid of, as a matter of fact, children of mine, I have some original Peter Max artwork that is very valuable, and I've said it's going to certain children when I croak, and I just decided, you know what, why don't I give it to them now? So I have now distributed all of my Peter Maxes and have replaced them with art that, well, my son Tyler has created some stuff. He's a wonderful artist, and some stuff that my daughter Cassandra has made. But I got the expensive art out of the house. I gave it to certain children. And that's gone. And the other thing I did is I have a lot of gardening books. I've got a ton of gardening books. Why? Because publicists send them to me. And in the old studio, there was a wall in the old studio on the other side of the house. That studio is still there. I just don't use it anymore. But there was a wall there. Well, my second wife, Diane, started an eBay business. And she went out there and she said, what are you going to do with these books? And I said, you're going to sell them on eBay and you can have the money. Just get, they need to go. So she sat there and she listed a bunch of them, not all of them, but then there were still some out there. And I just kind of made a decision that I'm going to help her in a way. Well, not really help her, but I'm going to help myself get rid of some of these books. I'm going to start giving some of them away to you people. That's right. You people can get some of these books. And I'm going to start out, but you have to work for them. I'm not just going to give it to you. You have to work for it. I'm going to make you do stuff to get these books. Here's the first book I'm going to give away. And I've done things like this before. Okay? I've done things like this before. And by the way, if you have won a book from me in the last year, you're not eligible to win this book. Okay? I want totally new people. So the book I have, it's almost a coffee table book. And by the way, let's talk about gardening books if we can for a minute. All right. I like gardening books that have information in them. I do not like gardening books that have pictures in them of beautiful landscapes and stuff like that. It just drives me up the walls. Coffee table books, if you, I just hate those books. And you'd be surprised how well they sell on eBay, though, I'll tell you that, because for some reason I guess I'm the only person who doesn't like them. This book almost is one of those, but it's not quite. I like books that tell you how to do stuff. One of my favorite set of books, by the way, that I'm not giving away, that I have, and these are old books. Here's one, The Handbook of Southern Gardening, was written by a guy that I used to know. He's no longer with us, named Lewis Maxwell. I love his books. Okay, I've got all of his books, not giving them away, keeping them. I refer to them all, even though they're totally outdated. This book that I'm giving away is kind of like a coffee table book, but it's full of information, no pictures, but a lot of drawings, cartoony type drawings. And it's called Kiss My Aster, a graphic guide to creating a fantastic yard totally tailored to you. Who wrote this thing? I don't know who wrote it. It's Story Publishing. And by the way, I think Story Publishing publishes a lot of really good gardening books. I've always liked Story Publishing. I think they do a good job. The author, this is by Amanda Thompson, and it's like a graphic novel about how to plant a yard and how to do a bunch of stuff in the landscape. And it's cute. It doesn't thrill me, but it's cute. And I will give it to you. I will give it to one of you because I only have one to give. And you have to earn it. And I'm sitting here trying to think of what you have to do to earn it. And here is what you have to do to earn it. And this is how this is going to work. The third person, not the first, not the second, not the fourth, but the third person to email me and send me a picture of you and your pet. And guess what? I want unusual pets. Unusual pets would be good. You don't have to have an unusual pet. You can have an ugly dog. I have cats. I used to have an ugly dog. And ugly dogs are good, by the way. Ugly dogs are a lot better than pretty dogs because ugly dogs know that they're ugly, and the fact that you love them, they feel better about themselves and they love you more. But a picture of you and your pet, the third person to email me at michael.crose@gmail.com. Picture of you and your pet. That's what I want. A picture, the third person. Okay, and here's what I do. If I get real interesting ones, and I've done this in the past, I'll find another. You might not win this book, but if I find something that really thrills me after the third one, no matter who the third one is, if the third one that sends me an email with their picture gets this book. But when I do this, I usually get a bunch of emails. And if I find something that I like, that I really, really like, I've got other books. And I'll just go pick out. And by the way, I'm not going to have these for very long because Diane keeps going out there and grabbing these things. I just walked out there right now and grabbed this one. And I'm going to give this away to the third person who sends me a picture at michael.crose@gmail.com. If you've won in the last year, don't do it again. And by the way, if you're not the third one and you send a real interesting picture, it has to be interesting. It has to do something that's going to make me smile, something that's going to make my heart sing. And I want my heart to sing. So send me really cool pictures of you and your pet. I would like that. michael.crose@gmail.com. And I will send this book out to you. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.